Welcome to the Thursday, January 6th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We have got you covered with a variety of action for tonight, so settle in and we'll get you set and ready to roll in up to 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Alongside Aaron Dolan, I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. Aaron, the Warriors go down in brutal fashion last night to Dallas.
Yes.
The offense stumbles yet again. So let's begin with the Warriors, who are on the second half of a back-to-back. They are in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Anything in this game catch your eye?
Yeah, so I'm going to look at a player prop for this. Jonas Valanciunas, over 29.5. points and rebounds. Now, I did like his points prop earlier today at 17.5 since he is averaging 20 points in the last five games, but I'm not really sure how Brandon Ingram is going to play in this one, considering he is the Pelicans leading scorer, but's really struggled over the last two games against Utah and Phoenix after returning from that two-game absence due to an Achilles soreness. So if Ingram continues to struggle, you have Jonas Valanciunas, who has stepped up in the last two games despite Ingram not playing that well. He posted 25 points in both those games. And I know the argument for this game just in general is the Warriors are so good on defense, but on November 5th, when these two teams met, Jonas Valanciunas had 20 points and 14 rebounds in that loss. I know that Draymond Green might be able to limit him just a little bit, but I still think he'll be able to hit over 29.5 points and rebounds, especially with the Warriors being maybe thrown off a little bit if Steph Curry doesn't play in this game.
All right, I'm on this game as well. I'm going to play the over 213.5. Total's been coming down. I'm going to go against the move. I think it's a great spot for the Warrior offense to rebound and get back on track. New Orleans ranks 24th in both scoring defense and defensive rating. They're not getting stops on that end of the court. The Warriors, however, as you alluded to, number one in defensive rating. But I want to point something out. This is the second half of a back-to-back. And this season, in every game that isn't the second half of a back-to-back, the Warriors are giving up just 100 points per game. But in the second half of a back-to-back, that number jumps to 108 points per game. It goes up by 8 points. And not only that, of the five games in which that's happened, four have come against offenses that rank 19th or worse in scoring. You've got the Spurs, the Knicks, you've got the Pistons, and the Raptors were four of those teams. So it's not as if the numbers going up because they're playing great offenses. They're playing some of the worst offenses and they're still giving up 8 more points per game. So I'm going to play over 213.5. We have a situation tonight where Detroit is going to be playing Memphis, who has been red hot. John Morant making all types of noise. Anything in that game you like?
Yeah, I like Memphis team total over 115.5. I know this total is set pretty high compared to some of the other games at 218, but I really want to focus on the Grizzlies just because they have some rest compared to the Pistons, who last night their defense allowed the Hornets to shoot 59%. They gave up 140 points, and they're going to be on a back-to-back and traveling for that. So Memphis has been able to hit over 115.5 points in their last three games, and the bench players have really stepped up to assist John Morant. Also, if you want another prop that I like for this game, first half spread -7.5 for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are 22-16 against the spread in the first half, while the Pistons are 17-18 against the spread in the first half. So Memphis is actually the third best ranked team right now in terms of covering the first half spread. And I expect this to probably be a blowout, especially against this Pistons team that doesn't play great defense. So those are the two props I like for that game.
They don't play great defense. They don't play great offense. There's a whole lot lacking in the Motor City. Boston and the Knicks tonight, Boston laying 1.5. I'm going to play the Celtics. I think it's a discounted price here, considering they played last night and they lost. But again, we're going to talk about a team in the second half of a back-to-back. They've thrived in this spot. 5-2 straight up, 5-2 against the spread in the second half of back-to-backs this season. And the big advantage here is Jason Tatum, in my opinion. Tatum had been out since right around Christmas. He was in the league's COVID health and safety protocols. He played last night. He didn't look good, but I chalked that up to him knocking the rust off, which is excellent because, again, it suppresses the price here and has the Celtics at -1.5, where they should be probably bigger favorites. But because they're on the second half of a back-to-back, because Tatum didn't look good, I think we get a cheap price. This Knicks team is not the team we remember from last year. People have to stop thinking about that. They were fourth in defensive rating last year. They're 19th in defensive rating this season. Offensively, they have barely gotten any better, if you could even try to make that case. 22nd in offensive rating last year, 21st this season. So the defense has plummeted. The offense hasn't budged. I like the Celtics -1.5. Before we went live, you mentioned you had an angle you were thinking about playing in this game. Is it something on the total?
Yes. So I was looking at the total for this game. It opened around 212 as a look ahead. Then it moved down to 210. And now it's all the way down to 207.5. And both these teams play to the under. And the Knicks defense has been a tiny bit better in their last couple of games, just allowing opponents an average of 100 points. And both these teams, again, they're usually low scoring games. I just think the fact that it's been bet down so far at this point to 207.5, I would go over that. The last two times these two teams have met, the total in their opening game this season was 272 combined points. And then their second game that they played in was 221. Again, I mean, I know that they've been playing to the under lately, but I think I'm going to fade that and go over 207.5 if you get that line now. I wouldn't be surprised if it was bet up just a tiny bit before the game.
No, I think it's a smart look. When I was talking about the second half of those back-to-backs for the Celtics this year, they played 7, and the over is 5-2 in those 7 games. The legs aren't there on the defensive end. So with that number plummeting that much, I agree with you. If I was going to play the total, I'd be looking to the over. Let's go to the college hardwood for one pick before we put a wrap on this thing. The Hoosiers are laying 3.5 against Ohio State. I will lay the number at open Indiana -2. It's now up to 3.5. Assembly Hall is going to be rocking tonight. Indiana was off a tough loss at Penn State, but they're home tonight, where they're 9-0 this season, 7-2 against the spread. Big reason for that is the defense. 13th in the country in adjusted defense, and that defense is going to benefit from a raucous atmosphere in Indiana. Now, Ohio State lives and dies at times by the three-pointer this season. It accounts for 36% of their scoring, which ranks about 77th nationally. Indiana, very good defending the three-pointer. And when it comes to the Buckeyes, as good as they've been this season, 9-2, they did lose a big road game at Xavier early in the year. They did lose on a neutral to Florida as well. So they've been lights out at home, but when they get away from home, there are issues out there, as there are with a lot of teams. I'll lay the 3.5 with Indiana over Ohio State. That's a wrap for today. 10 minutes of the bets you needed as promised. If you get the opportunity, subscribe, rate, review. We've been telling you for a while about that, and we appreciate all the support we've gotten. It helps us tremendously. Good luck tonight. We'll be back and catch you tomorrow morning.